We had a bit of a nightmare in our house last night, right? Well, not a nightmare, just a heated conversation. I want to know if there is a hack to catching flights when they're cheap, because I said to Owen, when we booked the accommodation for our holiday, I booked the accommodation, I said, let's book the flight straight away. He said, nah, it'll be grand. We'll leave
this time of year, never do the nah, it'll be grand. No.
We'll leave it for another couple of weeks.
No.
So last night, we had to try and we sort the flights out, pay for the flights. You see, they are double.
Easily, yeah.
What they were about 3 weeks ago.
If you can work like 12 months ahead with flights to Portugal or Spain or whatever with Ryanair or Aer Lingus or whoever you're flying with, if you can, you will get them probably well below half price.
Is that
honestly?
The best time to do it really is about that much ahead of your
six
holiday.
8 months before you're heading away somewhere. You'll get them at the best price.
So is there any truth in them coming down the closer you get to the holiday? No,
I don't think so.
No.
You see, what happens is, if you're ever booking flights as well, by the way, if you have a computer at home and you book flights, so the cookies know you've been on the site. They know you're interested in flights. So automatically, there's software on the other end that are going, oh, this person really wants a flight. Let's bump up the prices.
Oh, hang on a second, what?
So when you search for a flight and you don't book it, don't go back to the same device. Go to a completely new device and book it on that. Because it's a new transaction with the cookies at the end of the Ryanair software. So if you come back multiple times, they know this person's interested in flights. She's definitely going to book. Let's book. They automatically put the prices up.
Oh, come here, lads. I didn't realise we were playing that kind of a game.
Always book.
On different devices.
Do your searching, find the flights. And if they're a good price, get them there and then. But if you're looking around and searching around, it knows the little cookie information thingies.
Lads, I tell you.
And tell you, the only nasty little cookies.
We had a few words at home last night, all right, about that situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's happening now?
Well, I was just like, I told you to book those 4 weeks ago and you didn't.
And then you hit him with a frying pan.
Yeah,
lovely. Did it leave the shape of his face in the frying pan like a cartoon? Oh, that's hilarious. I love it when that happens. Anyway, it looks like you're swimming to where?
Italia.
All right. Yeah, you should be there for probably next Easter by the looks of things.
With Casey, love waking up in Cork.
Would you like a luxurious one-night break? Yes, you would. I don't even have to ask you that question. You just need to get away from the world. I've got this for you, and this is a beautiful night away for you to win.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to the incredible Estate Cabins at Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa. If you want to win a one-night stay for you and your bestie or your partner at an estate cabin at Ballygarry with dinner for two and the brasserie as well thrown
nice.
In there. Just to break away from life, here's what I need you to do. I've got a celebrity, I've got a movie and a song all mashed into this. I need you to name all three, right? Here we go.
$500 plate dinner. Good night.
Oh, $500. Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Here, put us down for four. In case we want seconds.
Okay, all three. I need the celebrity, the movie, and the song. Is that a bit tricky in the middle? Is it?
Well, you're talking to me. That's all a right. Frog, innit?
It's a frog. okay, the movie, I'll give you a clue. Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird.
Okay.
Pretty Bird.
How are you, Chris? Hi, Sam.
Hi,
boys.
Hey, lads. Where are you off to now? Are you driving the car, are you?
Yeah, we're just going to school. Chris has a school tour today. Yeah.
Oh, school tour. Where are you going on school tour?
Coskinny and Cove.
Oh, my God. You're going to have the crack. Are you hopping on the bus really soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, now tell me about your granny and granddad.
My granny is actually on a cruise.
Lovely. Right. So granddad is at home alone. He set up the decks and he has the boys over. Mad parties going on.
Yeah.
I love it. So you want to win this for Nana and granddad, yeah?
Yeah. We think the celebrity is The Rock.
Correct.
We think the movie is Dumb and Dumber.
Correct.
And we think the song is Azizam by Ed Sheeran.
Yay! Well done.
Yay!
Brilliant.
You little legends.
Well done, boys.
Chris and Sam, you've won that overnight stay for Nana and Grandad. They're going to go down and have a beautiful time at the estate cabin in Ballygarry. And they've got dinner for two, all because you love them so much.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
See you, guys.
Well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a serious business now, my friends. Let's go. Are you all right, kid? Are you there?
Getting there, kid.
Rory O'Hagan, I am the current dad gag champion, just to...
Well, no, you're not, because I listened to one last week, so you're not the champion.
Well, but previous to that, it was me, so
no,
I'm
not
the current holder.
You're not the champion.
No, he's not happy. He's not having that.
All right, take it away, sir.
Which Spice Girl can carry the most petrol?
I don't know.
Jerry can.
Yes! That's very good. Lads, is Google male or female?
I don't know.
A female. It doesn't let you finish the sentence before making a suggestion.
Very good. Thank you.
I went for a job as a waiter, and in the interview, the manager asked me why they should hire me. I said, well, I bring a lot to the table.
Brutal.
Brilliant.
What did the duck say when he bought some new lipstick? Sticking on my bill. Oh, by the way, that came in from Connor, who's 7. Thanks, Connor.
Well,
Connor.
I like that.
Love your jokes.
My best friend is deaf, but since he fractured his arm, he only speaks in broken English.
I can't. Like, you should get thrown off the game for that.
Rory,
nobody.
You're the only one laughing at that.
That's because it's very funny.
Hey, lads, nobody believes that I'm actually the singer in Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, really?
Well, I am. Rory!
I was fired from my job at the ice cream factory, lads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I refuse to work on Sundays.
What a joke!
Good Lord. Lads, did you know that Johnny Cash used to work in Dublin Zoo?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what his job was?
What?
He used to walk the lines. Hey! Now walk the line.
That's good.
My wife really hates it when my attractive neighbour sunbathes topless.
Mm.
Me, I'm on the fence.
Instead of the John, I call my toilet Jim. That way, when I get up in the morning, I go to the gym first thing, don't
no,
I?
No.
What's going on, Rory?
My wife said to me, treat me like I'm a princess. So I married her off to our neighbour to strengthen our political alliance. That's one of my favourite quotes.
Such a good
job. Lads, I got my wife some new perfume for her birthday. It's called Tester. I hope she likes it. I'm getting slaughtered here, lads. I'm getting slaughtered. Rory, one more.
A gingerbread man went to the doctor's complaining of a sore knee. The doctor says, have you tried icing it?
Rory's the winner today.
Yeah, of course he is. Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams and Get Lucky, 8:18. Why didn't Han Solo like his steak?
I don't know.
Because it was chewy.
No, hey! Not.
That comes in from Owen, manager of the International Hotel up at the airport. Thanks, Owen.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Bad jokes, but great hotel room rates.
Yes.
Thanks, Owen. Right, who have we got for there? Mike, how are you, buddy?
How things, Casey?
My things are only mighty, Mike in Glanmire. How are your own?
Good.
What are you up to, fella?
Not much now this morning, Casey. Not much, boy.
Yeah, are you on a day off or taking a handy, or what's the crack?
Taking a handy, no, boy.
Oh, yeah,
very
nice.
Good, very good.
Nice.
So let's get a cheeky €1,000 into Mike's bank account. Now, you know the crack here. You have to give me 10 out of 10. Are you...
Yeah.
Are you on your own, or is there 40 people in the background there with you, Mike?
No, I'm on my own here though this morning, so
sure?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
Okay. This always works on radio. Good morning, everyone!
Yeah! There we go.
Yeah. They're like gremlins. They can't help shouting. Right, yeah, let's go for it. Anyway.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Will I Am is in what band, Mike?
Black Eyed Peas.
And what is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Can you name the game played in the Harry Potter movies?
Quidditch.
Question number 4. Alex Warren's current song is called what?
Ordinary.
Do you know who the host is of this year's Love Island?
Oh.
Oh no, don't get stuck on this one.
Oh no.
What do toddlers put on at night when before they go to bed?
Yeah.
They say
pajamas.
Yeah, they can say where my pajamas. Where's my pajamas?
Oh, my pajama.
Thank you. Question number six. Axl Rose. Axl Rose is the singer with what band?
Some Roses.
Axl Rose, come on.
He said it.
Some Roses.
Oh, sorry. What year in the 80s was the first Top Gun released?
86.
I'm going to stop the clock and give you an extra 5 seconds because I messed up the last question. 1986. Nile Rodgers is the creator of what band?
Deek.
Okay, question number nine. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today is from what cartoon?
Oh, no.
I did all I could for you, Mike. I'm sorry. I did all I could for you.
It was the Maya Jama question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That killed me.
I think Top Gun as well, though.
You got Top Gun right. 1986 is correct. You did get that right.
What?
You got Black Eyed Peas, Edinburgh, Quidditch, Ordinary. You got Maya Jama eventually. Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses. Sorry, I didn't hear you say Guns N' Roses. 1986 was Top Gun.
Wow.
It cost $15 million to make it in 1986. It made $357 million at the box office.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Insane. Chic is correct for Nile Rodgers. By the way, Nile Rodgers and Duran Duran are in town in a couple of weeks. Don't miss that gig as well.
Yeah.
And I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
No idea. I've no idea.
Anybody? Mike?
No. Don't have a clue.
All right, breakfast show mug for the first person in with the correct answer. 0868104106. In the meantime, buddy, we've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. Mike, now on your next day off,
thanks
we'll have
much.
You back on again. All right, fella?
Okay, there's
Paul Free KC. Thank you. Thanks,
see you, Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you again. Bye.
Fair play to
bye.
All right.
Is it Popeye?
Let me see. Is it Popeye? I don't know.
Popeye Kid.
All right, Kid. All right, Charlie. See all the Popeye fans flying in. Oh, lads, we'll pick a load of you and give you some mugs. We'll be in contact. Thanks a million, everybody. Yeah, pop quiz back tomorrow, 8:15. You know the world is a very strange place at the moment.
Yeah.
Or maybe it always has been, and we just have more access to the madness.
Possibly.
You know, but things have been happening across the world, particularly over in America at the moment, involving Mr. Trump, their president. Has a lot of people raised their eyebrows of people that are trying to get into the country. Mm-hmm. This guy was speaking on a show called Will and Woody over in Australia.
Okay.
He tried to go over to America but was detained. And this is what's going on in there at the moment. For anyone, this will be of interest to anybody thinking of going over to the States, be it for a holiday or you want to go over working. Have a listen to what happened to him.
I stepped off the plane and within minutes, an officer collected me and whisked me away into a back room where this 12-hour detention and a series of interviews began.
What's going through your head at that point, Alistair?
So I had prepared in advance for some type of superficial search of my phone. You know, I'd scrubbed my social media, taken down anything critical of Donald Trump. I prepared for the wrong thing because they had, before I had taken all these things down, already read them in the weeks coming up to my flight to the U.S. So when I realised that, look, fear is the right word for it. So,
yeah, for sure, man.
So then what are the kinds of questions they're asking you? So you just said then you're put in a room for 12 hours. What questions are they asking you and what are they doing to you for 12 hours?
As soon as they were ready to interview me, the protest at Columbia. And then for the next 30 to 40 minutes, he grilled me about my views on the Israel-Gaza conflict.
Am I right in saying that they took your phone and then you gave them the passcode to your phone as well?
You will be given a choice. Hand over your passcode or immediately get back on the plane and sent back home. I was wrong to be hopeful and I was wrong to give them my passcode. If you're in that situation, please get on the plane. I don't care if it's another 15 hours back to Melbourne because they are never going to let you in by the time they're ready to search your phone. They plugged in and downloaded the entire contents of my phone. There's always stuff on your phone you don't want getting out there.
Of course.
And I'm going straight to JB Hi-Fi and I'm buying a new phone because who knows what they've downloaded onto this one.
Yeah, well.
That is totally wild.
Isn't that insane?
That is shocking.
Yeah, but that's going on every single day of the week. For anybody thinking of going over to the States, if you have criticized the orange one on Twitter or on Facebook, or you've posted anything basically critical about America, that's the crack that's going on over there at the moment.
Getting in anyway.
I'm not getting in.
I'm joking.
I'll tell you, I'm very good friends with him, okay?
First class impressions. That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that happening to everybody that's trying to get into the States now?
It's basically, so what they're doing is when you apply for, is it a J1 or, one of those kind of working visas? They have teams of people that are going through your social media to see if you've been critical of, particularly of Trump, but of the States in general.
Remember I was telling you I watched a video of a New York tour guide a few weeks ago, and he said usually at this time of the year, he has like 20, 30, 40 people in each tour. He's showing them around New York. He said, I've just finished a tour. I had three people on.
I'm not surprised.
Those three people are the only people I've had on a tour so far today. He said that nobody is coming here.
Because people aren't getting
in.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin. Served until 11 a.m.
According to research, toilet rolls should be hung in the under position, not over. A professor of clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester says the under orientation is safer and more effective. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
Where does safety come into it?
Why do you?
Are you going to kill yourself ripping toilet paper off?
It's more about a safer, you know, sanitary kind of way.
Okay, more hygienic then.
It gets less contaminated if it's in the over position.
So it's falling over and it's supposed to under. Yeah,
in the under position, not over.
It's because you have to use two hands to rip it off if it's on the outside, only one hand to rip it off if it's on the inside.
You sound like such a pro. This.
Well, I read about it yesterday.
You were reading articles about toilet paper.
I was.
Love you, Vicky. Come here. Do you know the ones I really hate? The ones we have to do that.
So annoying.
You know what you
have to look for it.
You have to look for it. You have to stick two fingers in. You have to run it like a little mouse on a wheel, and then you can never find the opening part of it. Sorry, was I doing an inappropriate gesture
there? Right. That is how you have to do it.
You have to give it a bit of that, don't you? Yeah.
With Simply Suits, your wedding suit specialist. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
Good. You're right, Roy.
I was. Brian Barry Murphy says Cardiff City feels like the right fit for him. Following his appointment as manager, the Cork native will be in charge as the Bluebirds attempt to win promotion back to the Championship following their relegation last season. Shamrock Rovers increased their lead at the top of the SSE Electricity Premier Division table last night. They had a 2-1 win over Drogheda United. They're now 9 points clear of second place Bohemians. Elsewhere, Shelburne had a 1-0 win away to St. Pat's. And Chelsea made a winning start at the Club World Cup. They beat Los Angeles FC by 2-0. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I know.
You know when you can't find the beginning?
They put
a fresh roll in there.
It's that big white yolk that hangs up on the wall, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
It's the cheaper toilet roll as well. You know, the one
it's the wispy stuff. Yeah.
And the hole is so small.
Clip in that one. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:33. Many... You've just reminded me of a scenario. Where was it again? It wasn't Jacob's on the Mall. It was... what's the name of the restaurant on McCurtain Street? Isaac's.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Isaac's. This is 16, 17 years ago. On a date.
Oh.
And right... You know when you see people that are out for a date for the very first time?
Yeah.
You just know. There's kind of this giddy energy at the table. And there's questions flying across the board. They're all...
It's very obvious.
Completely obvious. You just know when someone's on a first date. But a fellow was there with a girl that he'd obviously asked out, and the conversation, I don't know where, maybe it was nerves and it was one of those things, but he started talking to her about various toilet papers.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
No.
And very loudly to probably the quarter of the restaurant around that area that I was sitting in heard what he said. Jerry used a toilet paper in McDonald's. It's pure slippy. There's no grip in it at all.
Oh my god.
No grip in it. Like it was a tire.
It's pure greasy as she had her head down, kind of digging into her main course.
God. There probably wasn't a second date after that one.
Married with six kids now, you never know.
Sounds like a crap date to me.
Yay! So thank you very much.
This is Dua Lipa.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Nice imaging, lads. Dua Lipa's Dublin show is completely sold out, okay? It's completely sold out. If you're a fan of Dua Lipa and you'd love to see her live, the only way in is to win with Red FM. Here's what we're giving you. This is an absolutely incredible prize.
Yeah.
I've got 4 tickets to see Dua Lipa in the Aviva Stadium on Friday, 27th of June. an overnight hotel stay for the whole lot of you. You and three of your besties, top hotel, four tickets for Dua Lipa, and it's all for free.
Nice.
You're not getting charged anything to enter this. You can win it for free right now. So if you're busy now, if you're driving, just bear this in mind. When you get to work or you're at home later on, hop on to redfm.ie. You can enter for free. You got to be over 18. You can fill in the term, see the full terms and conditions on the website. You need to get your entry into us by 11 a.m. on Tuesday, 24th of June. We could be calling you across the Go Loud network, and you have five rings to answer. Oh. And the phrase is really important.
Okay, go on.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Is that it? Right.
Take me to Dua Lipa. You say any other variation of that, we're going to have to ring somebody else. You must answer the phone with Take Me to Dua Lipa. Say it right and win. Say anything else. We got to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
And we don't want that to happen to you. We don't want... If you're lucky enough to get that call in the first place, all you got to do is say that.
We do a little practice.
Ring, ring.
Please bring me to Dua Lipa.
You just messed it up, Vic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're gone. Sorry, I have to ring someone else.
Uh-oh.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Ring, ring.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
That'll do. You're on your way. Four tickets and hotel. Sign up for free at redfm.ie right now. Thanks for listening.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:52. right. it's my favourite part of the day. It's my Love Island update.
I know you love it.
Do you know what? Maybe I'll start watching it for the crack just to see what's going on.
It's one of those things where you either love it or you hate it, but it's quite a popular show.
Should call it Love Hate then, shouldn't I? Actually, a quick bit of market research. Just very quickly, if you're able to grab your phone, 0868 104 106. Are you watching or not watching? Just please, I want to see. So get a grasp on it. Is it still as popular as it was when it starts?
Okay.
All right.
Love Island update, just for you, KC.
Thank
especially
you.
For you, KC. Our Irish girl, Megan, is the latest to find herself in a love triangle. She's coupled up with a fella called Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little bit of a kiss with another fella called Shay. Tommy found out about it, wasn't very impressed, confronted Shay and then confronted Megan. Have a listen.
You know, you have no intention of playing a game. You're just going to snog whoever you wanted to snog.
And I'll tell you the reason. It's because I think she's fit, well.
I'm not being funny. Tommy's done nothing wrong. And look, now he's raging at the consequence of your actions.
I had no issue with you kissing Megan and Shane. It's the way you've gone about it, which I think is disrespectful. It's just like, mate, get an idea. If I was speaking to a girl over there and she says she's not interested.
You need to calm down.
I'm calm.
Never mind these two. Like, I've done enough to them. But, like, now Tommy's involved. So you don't think about that when you do shoot.
Oh no.
Is that the one they're calling the new Mara?
She's the new Mara.
There's no more. That makes me the old Mara. I don't like that now at all.
Somebody's glued to it. Claire is absolutely glued to it.
Yeah, listen.
Ben is not an effing hope.
Yeah.
Donald, don't watch that rubbish. I'm not watching. Who's in there? Jer's not watching it. Used to watch it, not anymore. From Viv. Hey Viv, how's it going?
Okay.
A load of no-no-no's from somebody. Oh, there's Steph. Yeah, it's kind of, it's more no's than yays at the moment.
So do you want me to leave it off the VIPs
from
now?
Oh no, Jesus, no, leave it in there. Leave it in there. It's not my call to, you know, there's Love Island faithfuls out there. They want to.
I think so.
Yeah, they want to hear their bit.
Like, it's not necessarily my cup of tea either, but I'm obviously in it because, I mean, I'm obviously kind of into it because I have to have it for VIPs.
But you know what? I'm going to watch it tonight.
Are you?
I'm going to give it half an hour and see what happens.
You won't last half an hour.
No, probably
you'll
not.
You'll get about 10 minutes in and you'll go,
The nose are still flying in, by the way. It's a huge amount of nose.
Okay,
used to love it years ago. I just totally went off it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's the same old ding-dong, isn't it?
It is the same old ding-dong. But you could say that about a lot of the reality shows now, I think. This is really funny. Mariah Carey has revealed there's one thing in life she does not believe in that the rest of us do. She was speaking to Capital in the UK. She's been doing loads of gigs over there for the last few days. Have a listen to this.
Is it true you don't acknowledge the passing of time?
That is true.
No! What do you mean by that?
I just don't believe in it.
What the f***? Do you mean time zones? Or?
No, just time.
Just time. Time, so no clocks.
No,
not into that.
Yeah, I don't let it go.
Do you celebrate your birthday?
I don't have a birthday, no.
Anniversaries?
Anniversaries, yes.
Okay, great.
She is full of it.
Isn't
she?
How do you
live life without time?
I mean,
I know time might be an illusion for some people, but we needed to measure things like Like, I'm going to be late for news if I don't shut up because exactly. I have to be on time.
I don't know if I fall for that. Do you?
Here, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Mariah Carey is full of rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. What's that? It's time.
It's time.
Yeah, you know when it's time to make money, don't you? Don't believe in time. Cashing that check every Christmas. On this day, 365 days from now, what's happening, Rory?
World Cup.
It's the World Cup.
World Cup.
It is the World Cup, and we're all very excited about it. Aren't we very excited,
Victoria?
Well,
you are, yeah.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
365 days' time.
Exactly.
I'm excited.
It's in USA, Mexico, and Canada. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if anyone gets let into America to actually sure. take part in the event. Can I talk to you about loneliness this morning?
Okay. Are you feeling lonely?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are not in relationships at the moment, and they've been trying to meet people for quite some time. And loneliness is a big issue for people. You know, if you just haven't met the one that you want, the one that you love, and maybe you've tried a few dates and it hasn't really worked out, I've got the answer for you.
Okay.
You can now have a full-blown relationship with an AI bot. So some AI boyfriend, AI girlfriend. And this is the incredible stats around this. Because loneliness is a horrible thing, you know, if you don't have a bit of companionship.
I agree.
What does this bot look like?
Oh, hot bot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Stun gun. Honest to God, I've been looking into this because I was going to get an AI girlfriend for the show just to see, you know, what the crack is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 80% of Gen Zers would marry an AI. They've done research on this. Now, by Gen Z, you're just out of the Gen Z zone, right?
Mm.
15 to 28-year-olds. So you were born in the mid-90s. You were Gen Z. 80% of them would marry an AI chatbot.
Wow.
And now, why is it like, is the bot created for you?
Exactly.
You pick and choose
exactly what you're looking for. And it's almost like, I mean, the graphics on these things are incredible. And it gets to know you. And you as the more conversations you have, the more it gets to know you. And you're talking about your issues and your feelings. And
there's a big advantage there.
There is.
It's not going to give you any jip, is it?
Jip is such a great word. Got to use that more often. Don't give me no jip.
Jip.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in
haven't you?
20 years.
Yeah, that's made my day.
Oh, no.
It's never going to forget your birthday because it's programmed.
See? That's true. See, there's possibly a lot of positives to this.
Is it just going to do everything that you ask it to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm getting divorced.
AI chatbots, AI boyfriends, AI girlfriends. 80% of Gen Zers say they would happily marry one of them. Cheap enough wedding too. Cheap enough divorce. Again, plug it out.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.